presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim and Bobo, the escape guard, were trapped on the stone stairs leading from the underground harbor to Thorson's castle. With their escape cut off at the bottom of the stairs by a troop of guards and someone coming down the stairs toward them, they could do nothing but wait. Bo Thorson slowly appeared around the turn of the stairs, flashlight in one hand and an automatic in the other. Bobo was murdered in cold blood, and Jim was forced at the point of Thorson's gun to a dungeon in the castle. Meanwhile, the inter-island trading vessel with Captain Kennedy in command and Kolo as a member of its crew is nearing the island. They have had no word from Jim since he left the ship almost a month before on the adventure which has ended in such apparent disaster with Jim a prisoner on Bull Thorson's island.
Well, Captain Kennedy, how far we be now from island?
We'll be there in about 5 hours, Cole, just after daybreak. I guess you're pretty anxious to see him.
Yes, Captain. It's long time we not work together. Most job we start, finish. But Tuan Jim, he know best. He say Kolu better you stay on boat. So I am here.
Wonder how he made out with his mission on that island.
If there be anything to find out, Tuan Jim now knows just what he came for.
He looks like a capable sort of fella, but I'm blamed if I can figure that Thorson is doing anything wrong. He's got a heap of money and spends it like a sailor on leave. But there ain't nothing criminal about that. No one said it wasn't his money.
If there be nothing wrong, then Tuan Jim and this man, Thorson, come to dock to meet us. We go home to look for submarine base somewhere else.
Well, that's the end of my trick.
Good evening, sir.
Hello, Mr. Todd. Hold to the same course, southeast by east, and call me when you sight the island.
Aye, aye, sir. This breeze has freshened up a bit.
Yes, and we can make good use of it, believe me. If you get me more headway, you can cut the motor.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, I'm going to turn in, Kolo. See you in the morning.
Yes, Captain. Thank you. Good night.
While the schooner is bearing down on the island, Jim, now completely at Thorson's mercy, still has a chance of wiggling out of a very tight corner, as Thorson is not yet sure of his real identity. But he means to find out if either his secretary or Mrs. Bradley can be surprised into giving any more information about the intruder.
You come here. Master, he want to see you.
All right, all right. If you can put that gun down, I'm not going to run away.
You come. You go that way. You run, I shoot.
Look here, Pedro, or Francisco, whatever your name is. Will you just hold that thing still? It's liable to go off.
You talk too much. You go. That way. Stop. Open the door.
Come right in. In fact, welcome. Been wanting to get a good look at you for some time. That's all, Tail. But wait outside. I may need you in a few minutes.
Si, Master.
Now, let's get to the bottom of your story. You have a story, I presume?
Well, Mr.
Thorson is the name.
Mr. Thorson, my story is very simple. In fact, anyone could make a very good guess at how I came on this island.
Look here, you. I'm not guessing anything. You're going to tell me. And whether you live or not depends on how much of your tale I believe. You understand?
No offense intended, sir. My ship was wrecked. I clung to a spar and was washed ashore at night. I had no more idea of where I was then than I have right now. All I know is I should be on an island in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. So a poor shipwrecked sailor just sort of finds his way into a very secret portion of my home. Just like that. Oh, and your imagination is refreshing, to say the least.
Well, that probably seems odd to you, sir, but the explanation is simplicity itself.
Well, if it's so simple, what are you waiting for?
When I was cast up on the shore, I must have been pretty badly done in. And that native, the fellow who was with me, sort of helped me along. Showed me a spring in the jungle and gave me some food.
Yes, go on.
Then his story of the trouble with your foreman or overseer sort of kept me away from your house. After all, that chap befriended me when I needed him, so I could hardly turn him into you.
You certainly go on a lot of detours. And I've got plenty of time. Now, get back to my question. What were you doing in the cellar of my home?
Well, this Bobo seemed to think that we would be much safer in a cave than in the jungle.
Safe from what?
I've told you he was mortally afraid of someone up here, and frankly, I didn't relish the idea of getting into more trouble than I was in already.
I see. So you went on a tour of lawlessly investigating someone else's property as the most likely way to keep out of trouble.
Well, you seem to forget that the only one I knew on this island was an ignorant native, but one who had been kind to me. So naturally, I followed his suggestions. We were being hunted by your armed guards, and that didn't inspire in me any ideas of friendliness to be expected from you.
You say that native was the only one that you knew. Well, I don't believe you. You see, there has been someone...
You called, Master?
Yes. Tell Miss Sasha to come here at once.
Si, si, Master.
There's been someone seen talking to my secretary in the garden. I think it was you, and I mean to find out. And furthermore, I mean to find out what you two are talking about.
I don't suppose I'd know your secretary from 1,000 other women.
You know, I'm beginning to enjoy this little game of ours. I'll know if you know her not more than a few seconds after she sets eyes on you. That's one thing women can't conceal. Their real emotion. At least not for me.
Well, that's just a waste of time. I'd as soon be back in that cell where I spent the night.
I doubt that you'll ever see that cell again. Because if you prove to be a spy, we don't keep dead people in cells. And if you're innocent, why, well, you'll be free. So either way, no cell. Come in.
Good morning, Bull. You sent for me?
Yes, Sasha. Come on in. Look.
Well, I'll be... Where'd he come from?
You know him?
Let me take a closer look. He certainly eats his breakfast food. But I've never seen him before in my life. Who is he?
That's what we had trapped in the underground harbor. And I'm trying to find out if it's a mouse or a rat.
Well, it's good looking anyway.
Now are you convinced that I don't know this woman?
Lady to you, sailor.
I'm sorry, Your Highness.
I suppose you keep a civil tongue in your head, you big lump.
Never mind that, Sasha. Come in.
How'd that guy get in, anyway?
That I don't know. We can't afford to let him get away. Innocent or not, he's seen too much.
Bull, he looks like a strong back and a weak mind to me. Maybe he'd be of some use to us.
No, no. I don't want any strangers here, even if they're useful.
Well, what are you going to do with him?
Three guesses. And you're right the first time.
Yeah. I suppose that's the only sensible thing to do.
Yes, but first I want to get this Mrs. Bradley in here and see what happens. I've got to find out this guy's tie-up with us and who sent him. I'm going to send for her.
That's smart, Bull. That's a swell idea.
Master?
Bring Mrs. Bradley down here at once.
See, Master.
Well, Cole, there's your island. In a few minutes, we'll be tied up to that dock right on time, as I promised you.
I do not see Tuan Jim at dock. If Tuan Jim knew we'd come, he would be down to meet the boat.
Well, he could be doing more important things than coming down here at dawn. You'll know in short order what's what. Make ready to take our line. Heave! Come on, boys. Break out that gangplank.
I will go ashore. Try to find out something.
Well, now look here. You better be careful. If Jim Bradley wanted us to see him, he'd probably manage to be here to greet us. Now take it easy till you find out what's happened.
Kolo, be careful, Captain.
Come on, boys. Let's get
there.
Over here.
Man, you, hello.
No, speak English.
Hey, you! Get back on that boat there! Captain Kennedy!
Ahoy there, Tom! What's up?
Can't give you permission for any of the crew to land this trip, Captain. Boss's orders.
Well, that's all right, Tom. Come on back, Kolo. I'll pass the way down for everybody to stay on board.
I'm sorry, Captain, but orders, orders.
How have you been since the last trip?
Well, things are fair. But having a little trouble with the natives. I guess that's why the boss don't want no one ashore.
What kind of trouble?
All started with a gal who was shipwrecked.
A gal? All alone?
Yeah. That dame brought nothing but bad luck so far.
Oh, ain't it the truth? That's the only kind of luck women ever bring to me.
Maybe the boss wants to send this one back on your ship. Huh? I'll find out later in the day and tell your crew that the guards have orders to shoot any strangers on sight. That ought to keep them on board.
I'll do that.
Get behind that screen, Sasha.
Okay, Bull.
Come in.
Mrs. Bradley, Master.
Come in, Mrs. Bradley.
Good morning, Mr. Thorson.
Come over here.
Yes?
I think I have good news for you.
What? You? Oh, Jim, they've caught you.
Under the strain of seeing Jim for the first time in a month, Kitty broke down, and now both their lives are in danger. Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.